squeaked by. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A Stage 3 power alert in California ending with no rolling blackouts imposed by the power companies on Tuesday. State regulators credit conservation efforts. Governor Gavin Newsom says releasing a video warning the threat isn't over yet.
We're heading to the worst part of this heat wave, and the risk for outages is real, and it's immediate. These triple-digit temperatures throughout much of our state are leading, not surprisingly, to record demand on the energy grid.
The state hit an all-time demand for power on Tuesday. The race for governor is set in Massachusetts. Following Tuesday's primary, Republicans tapping former state lawmaker Jeff Deal.
I am proud tonight to accept the Republican nomination to be your next governor of Massachusetts.
Deal was endorsed by former President Trump. He'll face the state's Democrat Attorney General Maura Healey in November.
Massachusetts is the greatest state in this country. I know that. We are. We have the greatest people, innovation, and know-how in the entire world.
Steve Bannon, the one-time political advisor to former President Trump, is issuing a statement saying he has not yet begun to fight, anticipating an indictment in New York State on Thursday. The Washington Post reports likely on fundraising fraud charges. Recent military maneuvers, rising tensions in the Middle East.
The U.S. flew two nuclear-capable B-52 bombers over the Middle East as tensions with Iran remain high and negotiations over Iran's nuclear program falter, adding to the tension just days after U.S. military helicopters intercepted Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps towing a stolen U.S. sail drone. Iran's Navy seized two American drones taking unclassified photos in the Red Sea Friday as a U.S. warship approached. The Iranians tossed the U.S. drones overboard.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Congress returning to work from its holiday break with a fundraising deadline approaching.
Congress has until the end of the month to settle on a short-term spending bill needed to keep government open beyond October 1st.
Democrats are going to work in good faith to avoid even a hint of a shutdown. And it is my expectation that our Republican colleagues will do the same.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer notes additional funding requests for the COVID response and Ukraine assistance could also be needed during the short pre-election work session. Democrats have also signaled a desire to codify into law Supreme Court protections for same-sex marriage. That would require 60 votes in the Senate and support from at least 10 Republicans to overcome a filibuster. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A judge in South Carolina has ruled two of the state's revised execution protocols for the electric chair and for firing squads are unconstitutional, ruling in a lawsuit that had been filed by death row inmates. Investigators in Great Bend, Kansas say they've collected new DNA evidence, which they hope will lead to a break in the killing of two Kansas women who were found dead at a bakery more than 20 years ago. An accident more than a year ago that left a woman severely injured has led to the end of the world's second tallest roller coaster.
The top thrill dragster ride has remained closed at Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio, since August of 2021. That's when a small metal object flew off the 420-foot-tall coaster and injured a woman in line at the time. A state investigation found no evidence that the park had reason to believe the ride was unsafe. Cedar Point officials did not say if the accident influenced their decision to close the coaster. The Top Thrill Dragster had operated for 19 years and drawn 18 million riders. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.